This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Welcome to the Brett Boone Podcast. Explore the mind of MLB All-Star, Silver Slugger, and Gold Glove winner, Brett Boone, as he sits down with his friends from the world of professional sports. Now up to bat, Brett Boone.
Welcome to the Brett Boone Podcast. I am Brett Boone. Today on the program, we sit down with the Yankee skipper. Simple as that. Welcome in, Aaron Boone. Arnie,
hello.
It's been a minute. I don't think you've been on the podcast for probably over a year, but we had to check in with you. How's everything going?
Good.
Three in a row? You won three in a row.
Three in a row. Off day here in Boston. Getting ready for them tomorrow night.
Is it me? Does it seem as we get older, the season's longer, the off-season's short? It seemed like I just came home from Texas 5 minutes ago, and we're almost a month into the season, and I didn't have to go through spring training. I feel like it's just flying by. And it seemed like when we were kids, especially when we were young players, I mean, you know, I'm sure you were just like me. I mean, you're starting to think about, okay, a month, we're going to Arizona. We got to, you know, make that drive across the desert. And you're just chomping at the bit. And now it seems like, and it never got there. And when it was there, it was like, oh, and then spring training was forever as a player. And it seems like now it's man, that offseason flies and you're in camp and now we're rolling.
Yeah. I live in the Northeast, so I deal with real winter. So that winter gets a little long sometimes, and spring training comes, and it's like feels like you've been in some cold. We had a cold winter this winter, so maybe a little different for me. But yeah, I mean it flies. I mean, you know, with playoffs, you're talking. You know, I get down to Tampa at the start of February, and so it's that turnaround's pretty quick.
Good starts, bad starts. I mean, you're in your ninth season now. I'm sure there's been a lot, you know, all the trials and tribulations that you've been through thus far. I'm sure you've learned a lot, but with a good start, bad start, how have you learned over the years to just kind of keep, because the bottom line is you're the skipper. Everybody eventually, you know, we have our little clicks that we look to and guys we lean on, but at the end of the day, I mean, when things going really good, things going good or bad, it's going to filter up to you. How have you learned over time to just kind of stay neutral? It's awesome when you're winning every night, and it sucks when you're losing every night. But how have you found it to keep kind of a sane, rational? Okay, you're like the flight attendant in the front of the plane when there's turbulence and you've got rookie flyers. You know, it's like, all right, we're going to be all right. We've been here 100 times and we're going to get out of this thing. Has through your career now on the managing side, how have you managed that and what have you learned?
Yeah, I mean, I lead with that because that's critical. I mean, one of the things that can crush you in our game is the grind of it in the 162. And, you know, even in seasons where we've won 100 games, when you win 100 games, you still lose a lot and you're going to go through it. And that's not even counting years where you win 90 plus games and win a division. You know, you're still going to go through stretches or weeks where, you know, it's hard and it's noisy. So how do, I mean, I lead with that. It's one of the things I lead with in spring training. And I try and talk about all the time with our guys. Fortunately, we have great leadership with our veteran players that have, you know, been through this with me now for a number of years. So Judge and Stanton and Garrett and all these, they're really good at, you know, understanding that so much is going to come our way over the course of the year, highs, lows, in between, personal things that guys are dealing with, great seasons guys are in the middle of, struggling. Like, so we try and get out in front of that, talk about that, and, you know, expectation that it's coming for us. And if we're going to be a great team and be the best we can be, we've got to be able to handle all that. So we're proactive, and, you know, I think it serves us well.
Yeah, Aaron, I think from a player's perspective, the teams I've been on that do have that veteran core, it is nice having that. And it's nice for a manager to be able to lean on and not have to, okay, I got to walk these guys through everything. It's like, no, you know, for example, and I don't know the dynamic in that clubhouse, but, oh, Stanton will take care of that. Judge will take care of that. I don't have to worry about that. That's off my table. I mean, I think that's something really nice that you have to lean on. But I think what you learn is, and it's funny because we went through it together last year in different capacities, but I remember talking to you a couple weeks into my Texas tenure and almost apologizing through you through the years for trying to talk you off the ledge. Like, it's that simple, Aaron. Just don't worry about it. You know, you can't control this. I lived it a year ago, and it is different. It is different when you're in the grind, in uni, on the field on a daily basis. And that's, you know, it took me a little while to kind of get my feet under me, but I kind of went back to basics. And it's, I wasn't the manager, but I kind of was the guys that my 13 hitters look to. And what message do I need to bring to them? Because you're going to get on hot streaks, you're going to stink in the box. And I just thought, I got to keep these guys sane. What can I say to them today to give them a chance to have some success? And when it's bad, and we all know, we can look in the mirror when it's bad and go, you know, so-and-so's got no chance tonight. But I can't let him know that. I got to find a way to maybe give him a chance. The sky's not falling. And that was my main thing, is to when the game ended and we went to the other side of the locker room, what we go through as staff and what you go through as manager, I think, and I believe without being in that seat, that my job is to keep this away from the players, what's going on internally. And, you know, because you're going to have guys going, oh, my, you know, this is working in my capacity. One coach is having problems here, but we had to keep that as far away from the players as possible. Cause at the end of the day, they win games and they lose games. And we've been players, you know, and we come home. And the thing that shocked me most about a year ago was, man, it was harder than playing. You know, when we play, we might get a couple hits, lose a game. We're going to sleep all right tonight, and we'll go get them tomorrow, because that's how we're kind of wired. When you're the skipper, when you're on your coaching staff, pitchers, when the pitchers are struggling, your pitching coach, oh, my goodness, hitting coaches, I can't help them get a hit. It's a different level, because we never get any hits, and we never pitch a shutout. We just survive the win and survive the loss.
Yeah, I mean, I think – one of the things that I came into this job and still think it's critical is emotional stability in our chair is critical, because players feed off that. They sense that. So it doesn't mean I'm not human and I'm not a robot and you don't get frustrated or excited but day in and day out, you want the guys to come in and know that if they walked into your office, who they're getting and what they're getting, and it's not some unexpected thing. So the other thing we do is, you know, when we're going through, especially through a tough stretch, like, you know, like a staff meeting will just be simply, with my coaches, and I talked to this about with them, you know, the first day of spring training too, is like, hey, we set the tone, right? With what you bring in here every day, your energy, your focus, your, you know, we set the tone, and players are going to absolutely feed off you and feel you and understand you through whatever we're going through. So it's critical that you check yourself and make sure you bring the right energy each and every day. And then I tell them all the time, we got to win the relationship. Like, this is a game where you've got to, if I feel like we've brought you a coach in here because you're really good at what we do, you do, and we believe you have the ability to, your knowledge and your specific field of expertise is why we brought you in, and we believe in that, we trust in that, and I certainly don't want to micromanage that. But what I tell them is, if you want to get across your message, if you want to be able to impactfully coach and teach and move the needle with these guys, you've got to win the relationship. And that is every day. That's every day investing in them, knowing them, so that when you have to inevitably have tough conversations or, you know, hold someone to account, it's coming from a place where there's some foundation there from a relationship standpoint, and it's going to have a better chance to land. And that's where, you know, you can be the greatest coach and have the greatest knowledge and everything in your specific field, but if you don't have the ability to connect with a player, it's useless.
No, I agree with you. And I think the relationship is the whole thing. And it takes time to build those relationships. And it goes beyond the game. You know, we're so overwhelmed today with statistics and data points. And that's all we do. We talk baseball and all day, every day. And I found it to be really kind of a mix up. It was nice to go into other, to talk about your family. What are you doing? What'd you do this offseason? Where do you live? You know, and talk, find some commonalities between you and each player. I mean, to have something to talk about other than, yeah, your back shoulder's really dipping, you know, because we're just bombarded with that. I love the hitting on the field during BP, and guys don't do it like they used to. And I would kind of demand that. A couple times a week, I want to do it. The reason, not because I said, first of all, I like to, we go into a new stadium. I like to put your spikes in the dirt on a new atmosphere. Every stadium's different, but just kind of feel it. But the real reason was that camaraderie to get guys together. So we don't just talk about hitting. This is a time to get on one another, you know, bust each other's butts a little bit and have some fun and get away from baseball, 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 numbers, 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 and just be men for a minute, because we live together for 6 months.
Well, yeah.
There's got to be things outside of my average and my OPS to live a joyous life. I mean, that can't be everything you do. Of course, it's the most important thing at the end of the day. It's how we earn a living. But there's got to be the human side to it. And I think it's important, as you say, for staff members to really bring that human side in.
No doubt. I mean, again, we want to be together for, including spring training, 8+ months. Mm-hmm. You know, so like, you know, and you're together all the time, you know, and so it is like a family, and it's important that, you know, on some level, you're investing in people and who they are and what they are.
This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You were doing really good. Mom was proud of you. You managed to get kicked out earlier this month. our little group of buddies and you know, childhood friends, they're always, hey, Aaron's doing good. He's not getting kicked out. And I said, well, it'll eventually, he'll find a way. So you got kicked out once for a balk. But on a serious note, this ABS system, and what you've seen so far, I was very interested to see when it came to fruition how it was gonna be reaction. I went to one game this year. I went to a Padre game the other night, and I got to be at a game in person. And the ABS, when they pop their helmet, I mean, they play the music and it's like doom 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 doom, and then it comes up and you know it's a ball or a strike. These fans really get into it, and it's like they're on the edge of their seat. I think they've done a really good job with the time frame they keep it in, the 4 or 5 seconds. I think it's been really cool for the game, and I think, you know, the ABS, I think it's going to go to the robotic umpires, and at this stage, I'm actually for it. From a hitter's perspective and pitchers, we know exactly what a strike is and a ball is every night once they get this technology down and perfect, but I'm pretty happy with it so far. From the entertainment value, I think it's been really good, but I'm interested to know on the inside, do you have a strategy? First of all, do you like it? Do you not like it? And is there a strategy from an organizational point on, all right, how can we benefit the most from a strategic standpoint on using our two appeals or our two challenges?
Yeah, I mean, when I knew it was coming down really at the end of last year, I knew this was probably going to be a reality. I would say, generally speaking, I wasn't in big favor of it just because I thought the consequences, the unintended consequences, like, I mean, you could have rifts in the room, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, a 1-0 pitch in the third inning with no one on. And it's like, that being said, I like it more than I expected. I expect us to be good at it. I think it's good for our team overall. And I think it is great entertainment value. There's no denying that. So overall, I like it. We've dug into the strategy a lot, especially this offseason and early on in spring training, and I was kind of obsessed with, giving feedback and having meetings with our players and stuff. So I'm pretty direct, certainly in spring training, but even now, like if somebody challenges, I will give them my opinion of it. Like, hey, I thought that stunk. Like, why'd you do that? Or, hey, he didn't get this one, but I still thought it was pretty good. Like, I'm really direct about it with our guys. And then one thing we did at the end of spring training, we took about 8 or 10 challenges that came up, whether they were ours or whether they were around the league, and talked through the situation and why this was good, why this was not good, why this was okay in the middle here. So just trying to get our guys to understand leverage and in the moment. It's a new instinct, you know, where you're boom and then you're all of a sudden and trying to understand, like, okay, this is an important time. Maybe it's the third inning, but it's a first and second, it's a break even pitch, it's a 3-2 pitch that ends in at bat. Like, that is a big moment early in the game. So trying to get our guys to understand that. I haven't forbid our pitchers or said our pitchers are not allowed to challenge. I have strongly said I don't want you to challenge, really, though. Our catchers will handle this. So our pitchers have only challenged a few times, and actually I think two of them were right, so they've been fine. But you know, we're still learning as we go. But I try and, you know, most of them that come up in the course of a game, try and give my feedback to guys on why I thought it was good, bad, and different.
Yeah, I think you might be horrible at it as a player. You're so emotional. It's sorry.
Well, that's the other thing. That's a good point. You know, like, that's one of the things we talked to our pitchers a lot about this spring was, and this is new too. I mean, and I think it goes to the hitters a little bit too, but think about the pitchers. Say it's a big moment in the game. You got a relief pitcher in the game. It's the eighth inning, first and second, two outs. Boom, I get a big strikeout. Yes, you know, and it's like that emotional, got through it. Oh, challenge overturned. How do you handle that?
Yeah.
Like, so that's something we've tried to get out in front of that's new for a pitcher. Like, you know, as players, you have all these things that you got to deal with in the game and kind of reset yourself. This is a new one, though, where they've got to be able to handle all that. But one of the things we've talked to all our guys is, like, as much as we can, let's strip emotion out of it. You know, I'm struggling to throw strikes here. I really wanted this one, an emotional challenge. Or I'm a hitter. Hey, I've been struggling for 2 weeks. I'm back at home. I'm getting booed. And I took a called third strike, and I'm emotional challenge, and now it's doubled down. So trying to get ahead of, like, let's not be emotional. Let's be, like, as much as we can in these situations, kind of robotic. Like, hey, it's a high leverage situation. This is worth the challenge or not.
No, I think that's a great point. I haven't even thought about that. The emotion that goes behind the challenge loss or –
yeah,
we know all as a hitter, sometimes we're just, and you know, they throw a good pitch and we got away with it like ball. So we go 3-1 instead of 2-2 or 2-1 instead of 1-2. And then all of a sudden here comes that challenge. You're like, nope, they got me. Even as bad as I'm going, I got a break and I know that's a strike. He just missed it. And yeah, I haven't even thought about that side of the ledger of, yeah, that pitcher, he's just out there and he's just struggling and he throws one right on the edge. It's close. And he, thank goodness I got out. Oh, wait a minute. Challenge. I didn't get out of it. Yeah. That's a great point. The only thing, and just the layman in me from not being on the field watching it, is everybody's in the same boat. Everybody's learning at the same pace. But I would just think, you know, I have people ask me all the time, what's, you know, what do you think of the ABS? And I said, well, without being down on the ground, if I'm just have a basic idea of how I think these managers and the staffs are going about it, it's like you, I would guess without me and you ever talking about this, I'd say it's almost like the green light for guys that aren't guys that steal a lot of bases. You got the green light. Until I take that green light away from me, you know, the second half of my career, the most I ever stole in a season was 16. I had the green light all the time, but I knew if I kind of pushed my luck that green light could be taken away. And I see the same thing. I think the catchers probably have the best perspective. So when your catcher, you know, you probably have the most confidence when a catcher challenges it. Because as hitters, we do get emotions. And even the guys with great eyes, great hitters, I've seen as I've watched, they miss them a lot too. Even the great ones. You think, oh, if he challenges it, he's right. No, he's emotional too.
Yeah, that's a little bit of the myth too, is that, oh, Juan Soto is going to be great at this. Well, which he might be. But I actually think the guys that – everyone kind of knows the strike zone. Some guys are good at not chasing. Doesn't mean right. They're great at knowing what's, you know, a tick off. So that's a little bit person to person, player to player.
How do you think the umpires are handled? I would say if I'm an umpire right now, and I've tried to tell people, because of the technology we have, because of everything can be micromanaged down to a centimeter, and they've got you. You can't do anything without knowing exactly. They're really hard on these umpires. Some of these, and I'm seeing by ABS, the umpires are pretty darn good. Mm-hmm. How do you think they're handling this? So I'm thinking if I'm an umpire, this is pretty darn annoying to me, especially if I'm having a rough night and I just keep on getting overturned and overturned. So you hear people say, oh, the umpires like it. They want to get it right. Yeah, they want to get it right, but they don't want to be put on a stage when they're having a bad night. I'd say the umpires aren't liking it. And that's why I think robotic in the future is going to be the way they go. And that takes their feelings out of it.
Yeah. Okay. So part of my reason for not necessarily wanting it at the start, and I understand I'm saying this to you as I'm the poster child of getting on these umpires about balls and strikes. That being said, I've also been very public, and even my conversations with the league and Mike Hill, who oversees the umpires, like the umpires have gotten really, really good in the last 5 years. Like, I feel like Major League Baseball has done a really good job in the last 4 or 5 years of getting the zone more and more uniform and training these guys really well. We're just, because of the technology now, since I've been doing this, I know when you missed one by that much, and I'm going to be all over you for that. But when we played,
was normal.
You missed them by that much.
Without a doubt.
And you had to adjust to the umpires.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now it got much more uniform. And I actually think this is making it even more so, even more uniform. And I do think that the umpires, there's a part of them that likes it, but I do think there's that part that's like, they don't like to be embarrassed. And sometimes there's those games where you have a few challenges right away that are overturned, that affects them a little bit. And I've seen that with a couple of them, even in dealing with them a little bit, but they also understand it's kind of come to this, and it's just the new reality. And I feel like now, even 3 weeks into the season, it's a little bit better and more normal than it was the first week of the season.
Yeah. And it could be both ways too. You know, you got an umpire having a great night and keeps getting challenged, and they keep telling him he's right. So the next time you challenge, he's kind of look at you, how many times you're going to challenge me. Now he's feeling pretty good about himself.
The other thing I've been impressed with in our games anyway, is when we lose a challenge. And one of the things we noticed in the minor leagues, that when, let's say a team last year in AAA, let's say a team, a hitter challenged a strike, challenged, and the umpire was right, that zone got a little bit bigger, knowing that they were out of challenges. I haven't seen that bias kick in.
No.
In our games anyway. And that's something I've been kind of excited about and impressed with, honestly, with the umpires so far.
Last thing I'll say about the umpires and what I see, my perspective is, we talk about our day and how you had to adjust to the umpire. That's what it was. And I explain it to people all the time. The good umpires would come in, they'd establish their zone early, and maybe it was two clicks off the outside corner, and he'd probably give you the inside corner. But we were all good with it because we knew exactly what the strike zone was.
This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less, only at Bob's.
Nowadays, it's definitive. There is an answer to everything because of that little box. So anybody can be an expert sitting at home. I think what it's brought to the game, and like the umpires, don't like them, whatever, I think it's brought it's up the bar on the integrity of the game. Each and every one of those umpires on a big league field, they are grinding to get everything perfect. There's never a bias. And I like this player, I don't like this player, I like this pitcher, yeah, I don't like this pitcher. It's no as question. Integrity based as it's ever been.
No question. That's where it's gotten really good, because they do want to get it right. And they've been graded and scrutinized behind the scenes more than ever. And that's a good thing for the integrity of things.
Real quick, I wanted to touch on, I know it's a little bit in the rearview mirror, but I thought the WBC was tremendous for the game of baseball. I just think what the positive light it brought. Now, in the future, the timing of it, spring training, and I was asked then, what do you think about these guys that play in the WBC? And I said, well, in our day, we come in and, you know, especially as a veteran player, we know we're going to get a couple at bats for a couple weeks and we're going to ramp up. All of a sudden, these guys are playing postseason type games in the beginning of spring training. And I tried to tell people, listen, these guys aren't sharp. They're not used to being, hey, you got to go right now and everything's on the line and big crowds and the emotion. We're not built that way. We're built for April 1st is when it starts, you know, that's when the lights go on. I thought it was great for the game. I thought everything was awesome. And I thought, you know, these players that had to get into that, up that adrenaline level that early, because the spring training games, yes, you always want to get a hit, but it is what it is. It's spring training. You're working on things. You get your timing. Some days you don't get any hits, but you have a good feeling coming out of a game. Well, WBC is just like the regular season. It's results, baby. That's it. And I was thinking this would be a benefit to the players that played in the WBC because they had to crank it up a little earlier. I'm watching players around baseball right now. It's kind of been the opposite.
Yeah.
The guys that really got it up, I mean, they're off to, you know, it's not means they're going to have a bad year, but a lot of prominent guys off to really slow starts that were right in the thick of things, WBC. Have you noticed that or is that just me?
Yeah, it seems like that a little bit around the league. Like most of the guys that were in the WBC, I mean, I haven't totally legitimately run the numbers on it, but it does seem like guys have tended to struggle. There's probably something too. Like obviously they had to be ready sooner, so their off season was probably a little bit different. You're playing in games. I know for me, we had a week of games before they left for the WBC, so I spent that week playing. We had 13 guys, like obviously getting our pitchers more ready and in games early. Our position players trying to get them built up to like 6-7 innings by the time they left. And then all of a sudden you're in this high stakes, you know, pressure packed playoff type games that you're playing now in March, 3 weeks into March. And then all of a sudden you come back to spring training for a week or 10 days of like, just like now I'm playing nothing ball compared to what I was in. And then all of a sudden it's opening day again. So there's probably some, that's odd to our body clock, to whatever, I'm sure. And there's probably something to be said for that, but I don't think it's going to have any long-term, you know, the biggest thing you worry about is obviously somebody getting hurt or a pitcher not being ramped up properly. And that rearing its head at some point in the season. But I think overall guys will have their seasons.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I agree. And I, once again, I think it was great for the game of baseball.
Yeah.
She had a really positive light and it's international and I thought it was a really cool thing. If I can separate myself and just be a fan. All right. Little Yankee, won 3 in a row. You're top the division. You're going to be in a tough division. Tampa Bay is, I watched Tampa Bay. That organization needs to be studied. They come at you every year and they're always tough. Give me a little update on Cole, Rodon, and Schmidt as far as time do you think you'll get them back?
Yeah. So Cole started his rehab clock. He actually went into the fifth, threw 45 pitches. Couple days ago in Double A, so he'll pitch again on the sixth day sometime. I believe that's Thursday this week, I think. So he'll be probably up over 50 pitches on Thursday, but he's probably got, you know, at least another month of rehab. We'll be more diligent and slower with his. And then Rodon, he had a hamstring mild dirt while he's getting ramped up that didn't really slow him down, but it kept us from putting him in games. We just kept him throwing lives. He should be in a game in his next outing in 4 or 5 days now. And he'll be, I think he's up, he should be up to 65 or 70 pitches. So Carlos could be back with us in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And then Garrett sometime, hopefully after that. And then Clark has just started his mound progression. He's probably more like August.
Okay. Second half guy.
Yeah.
All right. How's Laura? Kids, good. Brandon, got to see, Sergio in spring training. And Sergio, for those of you listening to the Brett Boone podcast, Sergio is my nephew. It's Aaron's son, and he goes to Arizona State. We got to hang out for a day, but everybody's doing good.
Yeah, everyone's good.
All right, man.
All right. Well,
good luck. I will see you when I see you. Yeah, keep it going. Keep it going. Right. You're 3 in a row. For those of you watching the Brett Boone podcast now on YouTube, check it out there. For those of you listening to the Brett Boone podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you download your podcast, until next time, keep it here. Thanks, Arn.
All right. Thanks, guys.
This year, experience the NBA playoffs your way. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live basketball at home when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.